All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the fourth day of September 2018. I do like to remind you that I'm the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com. Also like to put in a plug for Chen Lin, his letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling, especially if you're interested in the biotech sector. Chen really has done some remarkable work in that area and has made his subscribers a lot of money. Go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com to learn more about Chen, and also feel very much obligated in the sense that he's always so helpful to us to plug Michael Oliver's letter, olivermsa.com. We'll be talking to Michael in just a minute or two here. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel, and for sending along your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises to questions4taylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show are RN Resources, Genesis Metals Corp., Great Bear Resources, Klondike Gold, and Novo Resources. I've titled today's show, Understanding This Cancer Called Politics. Richard Mayberry, Peter Talman, and as I mentioned, Michael, will be with me in just a minute or so, but those are the guests for today. America and its laws were built on Judeo-Christian values, but now a virus similar to that which led to the bloody French Revolution is spreading across the country like wildfire. It's called liberalism, also known as progressiveness. It traces its beginnings to philosophers like Rousseau, whose ideas led to the bloody French Revolution. Christians were deemed the enemy of the people and beheaded, as were those who tried to protect themselves economically by demanding gold in payment for the goods and services that they rendered rather than being destroyed by accepting the French currency. It was hyperinflating there, like all fiat currencies ultimately do. It's self-destructed, and those that are forced to keep it are hurt very badly. Well, only God knows for sure how these troubled times in America will play out, but in case you haven't noticed, an intellectual venom, very similar, I would say, to that of Rousseau, is spreading like wildfire across American universities and sold by virtually all the mainstream media, with the partial exception, I would say, of Fox, and by virtually all the Democratic Party. Never before in our history have the freedom and liberties fought for in 1776 been under such attack. At least that's the way I can see it. Those of you who have differences of opinion, again, it's questions4taylor@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. But most certainly, we are ready. Those issues, I believe, those philosophies that are being adapted and sold through our universities are already impacting our lives in so many different ways. Richard Mayberry will help us understand this cancerous political environment in order to help us keep what we regard as the good life, the good things that our forefathers, our founding fathers, willed for us, limited government, ultimate freedom and liberty for the individual, the importance of the individual over the state. Less philosophically, but equally important, Peter Talman will update us on Klondike Gold's growing prospects for outlining a major gold deposit in the Yukon. And I'm really glad to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me right now. You don't have to wait a minute more for Michael. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Always good to have you with me. Gold bugs, like myself, are taking it on the chin pretty hard today. I saw gold down $10 or so. It's getting whacked really hard. But if I understand your remarks in your weekend missive, you're not surprised, really. On an intermediate term basis, I think you sort of saw a support level in the range of 1190 or 1185. Am I understanding your charts correctly?
Yeah. Last week closed $40 off the low. Gold's decline has been, while sharp, it's been far less than the gold miners and silver. Mm-hmm. The motion has been packed into those two markets, not so much into gold. Gold again closed, settled last week out $40 above the low of the week. And it was some need, technically speaking, that I noted in the weekend report that we closed at well over 1,200, that we needed to drop back maybe to 1,190 to 1,185 this week. There was a reason for that. Dropped to 1,190, right, and I think it's going to settle the day, the October contract, 1,194. So it's down about $6-7 today from Friday's close. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the gold miners are making marginal new lows below the lows of 4 weeks ago. This is GDX now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And silver made a sharp new low under 14. Now, I've looked at the intermediate trend. By intermediate trend, I mean not long term, obviously. I'm talking about trends that tend to last several months once they get going. But there are momentum trend structures in silver and in the GDX that say all you have to do to, one, cease the bloodletting, but also reverse the beasts, is to stabilize a bit, because time is a factor, because it allows certain moving averages to come down to the market so that the momentum readings start to rise. It's a combination of both price action and the change in those moving averages that we measure it by. For example, let's say GDX is $18 right now. This week, in order to begin to flip it back up, I need to see something like 1927, to be precise, weekly close. That's asking a lot. It's $1.27 off the low. Okay. Next week, though, in the upper 18s, so less than a point off the current value. So if we just merely see it stabilize, and then the next thing you know, it's next week, and you're back up in the upper 18s or something, then watch out, because this thing can flip. And I think that to the extent that it's been overdone, and it certainly has, particularly when you compare it to gold, they look like two different markets almost. If it's wrong and shouldn't have done this but got overdone, then when it flips back up, it will flip up viciously. And you will not see these prices again. In other words, it will hot foot it out of here. Same, I think, with silver. They both have the same type of structures. All they need to do is fumble around and let some time pass, like a week or two. And the numbers come down to them such that it won't take much for them to flip back up and get a run going on the upside. And one of the beauties, this is just price comment here, one of the beauties of a straight down shot move in a market, or a straight up move in a market, is that the price chart technicians can't figure out where to sell it again. So if silver turns up and GDX turns up, the recent drop is a void. There's no chart reference points where they say, oh, I'm going to sell against this. The chart reference points they would sell against are way up there. So just as it came down quickly in a void, it could turn back up quickly in a void. And so I'm watching very keenly GDX and silver, because I do think that gold is stabilized. It's done some good things. It's got, if you close gold, back up about 1207 late this week, which is to say up about $6 on the week. It's done some more good things. But once that stabilization has occurred, the ones that have the potential to flip back up most in percentage terms would be GDX and silver. In part because of the nature of the way they came down.
All right. Well, do you still think, Michael, that the turn in the precious metals markets is dependent on a turn downward in the equity market still?
Not necessarily. I mean, ultimately, yes, that's going to help them. There's no question about it. And again, the developed markets and the emerging markets. In the developed markets, we're standout. In fact, we're bizarre. You look at the S&P and go look at Europe. Europe's on the lows of the year. It's been laying there like a dormant, asleep, weak, anemic within, you know, a couple percentage points of the lows of the year. And I'm talking German DAX index, you know, the core index of Europe. The Euro Stoxx 50 index, which is blue chip 50 index of Europe. These indexes are, they don't even look like us. They're sitting at the 2015 highs, which they're that low. That's, for S&P, it's down about 2,300, I think, that we're sitting on the 2015 highs. So there's, we're completely isolated here in the U.S. in terms of our strength. And if we go, well, let me put it this way, if Europe doesn't hold certain levels, and they're barely above them right now, Europe is not telling us we're going down. It's just behaving anemically. But if it breaks those levels, it tells me that Europe says, not, we're not holding anymore. We're going down. And if Europe goes down, we'll go down with them. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have a wide view of what you think the stock market is doing. And I'm speaking now of the developed economy stock indices, which would include Japan and Europe and us, because there's a lot of disparity there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, I noticed one thing today, Michael, was that we've got both the T-bond and stocks down. Stocks are not down as hard as they were before, but that's usually not the case. Usually when stocks are down, we see a little strength in the T-bond market. Do you make anything of that?
Yeah, I've been looking for T-bonds to have a counter-trend rally, and all they've had is a counter-trend bump and since the May low. They went from 140 up to 147, T-bond futures. Mm-hmm. But they keep pulling back down to 144 area, in fact, of 143. So they can't seem to get a good sharp rally going. The stock market is not giving them a break to cause the flight to quality. So there's another alternative that the bonds and the T-notes could do. And that is cause the stock market decline. And that is by saying, okay, we've been trying to rally since May. We can't get a rally underway, meaning get yields down. We're going to roll over and resume the major bear trend in bonds and T-notes, meaning a rise in yields. And if this failure that we're getting right now in the T-bonds and T-notes in terms of price, if it continues a bit more, it could turn into a new leg down, which means yields are going back up. That could be a factor that could cause the stock market to come off these highs rapidly.
There's some real competition for the equity markets, and you know, we've seen it before, but not in a while. I think it would really be could be lethal for the equity markets. I noticed just with 30 seconds left here, just looking at your work for the weekend, the your chart on Apple looks pretty strong, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but it doesn't have much wobble room. In fact, my son Brett prepared that particular page, and we keep looking at in our reports. We watch the leaders, Apple, Amazon, Google, especially, as pivotal stocks that, while they look good, they don't have a lot of breathing room below.
I see.
It doesn't take a 20% drop to do severe damage. It takes, you know, a 5 to 10% drop, which is not much for those stocks, to begin to do serious damage. And if they ever begin to come unwound, the market will. Why? Because they constitute the narrow leadership of the market.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it go with that. That's about it. But we'll keep our eyes on the precious metals markets and the other major ones that you always fill us in on every week. Thank you so much, Michael, for being with us again. And
thank you, Jay.
We'll look to do it again next week if you're available. So thanks so much. All right, folks. Well, we do have to go to break now. Don't go away. Peter Talman, President and CEO of Klondike Gold Corp, will be with us in a very exciting project they've got going. Still early days, for sure, in that exploration project, but it's got the potential to be very large, I think, very exciting story. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Peter Talman.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.